Hey, Chevra. I saw a Torah this week. I thought about expanding this Torah into the long shiur, even though it was so special. Not that the 5-minute bar means it's less special, but meaning to give it more time. That's all I meant. Listen, I think way more people listen to a 5-minute bar than listen to a long one. You know, I know how things go. Let's be real. But okay, Lamaisa. I also meant to actually photocopy this Torah and give it out. Because everybody needs this Torah. It's so special. But I assume everybody has an Eish Kodesh at home. And if you don't have an Eish Kodesh at home, then immediately tomorrow go get an Eish Kodesh. And even if you're not ready to learn Eish Kodesh, just to have this Sefer, because this Sefer is Nisim Gluyim. If you know the story behind the Sefer, it's Nisim Gluyim. If you don't know the story behind the Sefer, I don't know what you're sitting here doing, but you could also just go online and watch the Piyazes and the Niggin, and it's incredible. It does a beautiful job of it. But each piece in Eish Kodesh is like, it's Kodesh Kedoshim, because when you envision each piece being told over in the Warsaw Ghetto, to those Kodesh Tegiyirin, and the hope and the chizik that the PZS of Clemens Kalman was giving those Yidin. It's like it's hard not to cry through these pieces. These pieces are just straight from the neshama and straight b'demos. So I read this piece, and the first half of the piece, I was blown away by the pshat, and I was like, this is gorgeous, I have to say it over. And I wasn't, and I stopped, at first I stopped there, I said, this is perfect, I'll stop, I don't need. And then I finished the piece, and the second piece is a little more of a Hasidish Torah. But the second half of the piece is mamish, like a pachar. Okay, chavras, listen. Yitzchak Avinu gives brachas, and he says to Yaakov Avinu, "Vayiten l'cha halokim mital shemayim misham ne'aretz." Rav Dagan Mesirosh. Hashem's going to give you mital shemayim and misham ne'aretz. He's going to give you all the gashmias, all right? All the brach in the world. These are the brachas. These are beautiful brachas. Then Hashem's going to take care of us. Hashem's going to support us. These are the brachas we have until today. So Rashi there says on the word vayitain l'cha, yitain v'yachzer v'yitain. He's going to give and then go and give again. Yitain v'yachzer v'yitain. Meaning it's not, in other words, like, not just he's going to give to Yaakov, but he's going to give to the Shvatim and then give to their children. And one day give to you and I. Yitain v'yachzer v'yitain. So comes Eilu Geish Kodesh and he asks, I don't understand, what's Rashi adding? Obviously the brach of Yitain was that he's going to give in abundance constantly. Obviously that's what Hashem meant. If it meant just for Yaakov, that's not such a great brach, a big deal. Yitain obviously means v'yach v'yitain, it's t'midius, and it's constantly, and it's for all of us. That's pasha pshat, you don't need Rashi to tell me that. Like, what else would the brach be? It's for all of us. So first answer he gives as follows, which is so beautiful. He says, when a friend gives, let's say, another friend a present, or gives him money, let's say. So, Reuven gives Shimon $100. If Reuven is initiating that $100 for the first time, it's a present. Yitain, I'm giving you $100. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Thank you so much. But let's say Shimon, a week ago, gave Reuven $100. And now Reuven's giving back the $100. So that's already a different madriga. It's deserved. It was really, okay, I gave you $100. It's like a loan. Now I'm giving it back to you. It's not as chashuv. It's earned. So there's yitain. There's giving proactively. And there's yachzer yitain. There's I'm chozer, I'm returning to you and giving to you. And the Eish Kodesh says so beautifully, there are times in life when the Eibishter, even though we don't deserve, we've done nothing, Hashem says, I love you, you're my children, I'm going to give to you. And then our avodah is, we could take in life what He's given to us and utilize it to serve Hashem, to do for Hashem. And then what's going to happen? It's going to be a chain reaction. So Yitain, V'yachzer V'yitain is our chain, is our constant connection with Hashem. There are times when He's giving us even when we don't deserve, and then hopefully we're going to use that and serve Hashem and deserve back in return because we've done for Him. What a beautiful read. And imagine, he says, this first part, he's talking to the Yidden in the Holocaust, he says, sometimes, there are times in life when we don't even have anything, you don't feel like you could give anything to Hashem. Don't worry, Hashem's going to give you Yitain. But then our vote is then, use that and serve Hashem, and then be achzav yitain. Then Hashem will give back when it's earned. And each and every one of us needs to believe that. Sometimes I'm not living up to who I'm supposed to be. You know what's so beautiful? Hashem still loves us. Hashem's our tat in hemel, and He's still going to take care of us, still going to give to us. Yitain. But hopefully it's more of a yachzav yitain. Hopefully it's more of an earned be yitain. But then he continues. That alone, if we stop there, it's a beautiful 5-minute part. That was probably 5 minutes. I don't know. We're already 5:29. This is going to be a longer one, okay? But I can't not add what he continues. You ready, Chavra? Because it's Kodesh Kedoshim. It says the famous pasuk, because we know this pasuk because it's a song. Uvo ovdim beretz Asher v'anidachim beretz Yisrael. Uvo ovdim, right? We all know it. So it says there are ovdim. There are those who are lost. V'anidachim. There are those who are just pushed to the side. Nidach is pushed to the side. That's not as bad as being completely oyved, completely lost. You could be nidach, you could be pushed to the side. And he says this here. I have to just read it from here. Imagine that he's saying this to the Yidden in the Holocaust. Imagine the Warsaw Ghetto. Put ourselves, envision this. Ki kashatzaros misrabos ata kol kach. When the pain is so great now, b'chitzo nosem einum nikarim. On the exterior, we're not recognizable. Our heads are shaved. We're skinny as could be. We're in chvesnisht. We're in uniforms, jail uniforms. Merov haradifus vayesurim akashim min soa sheyefshe l'shar. And the pain, the suffering that's unbearable. Gam bepnimio osam einu nekarim. Even on our interior, we're not recognized. Even bepnimios, we're not recognizable. Are we davening? Are we learning? Are we doing anything we could do? Ad shegama ish ba'atmo oved et atmo. Until even every individual is completely lost. Imagine. Ve'ata nidras ve'nirmas at she'enu margish im ish yisrohu. We're so downtrodden, we don't even know if we're a Jew anymore. Im adamu. I don't even know if I'm a person anymore. O behema, maybe I'm an animal. I can't even feel anything anymore. We're completely lost. So listen to what he says. Meaning there's nidach. There are those that are pushed aside and they're ovdim. People lost. He says, and we're the ones that are completely lost, right? Was there a generation that was more lost in all of history than those Jews? But then he quotes the Gemara Kedushin. Famous Gemara, it's actually about a husband and a wife. Bala Veda Machser Achar Aveda. So, Bala Veda Machser, listen to Lasha, Machser Achar Aveda. So, someone who loses something, Machser Achar Aveda. So, he goes and tries to find what he lost. It's a famous idea. The Gemara is talking about a man will go and find a wife because the wife, Chava, came from Adam. But the lashon is machzer acher vidaso. So he says pshat as well here. Hashem yitein, Hashem will give us when we know who we are and we're living up to who we are, and we're yidden, we're davening and learning and doing what's right. Yitein, He's going to give us when you're Yisrael. Yitein. What about when we're not that person? What about when we're so downtrodden and gone, and the Jews, the Kaddish Dika Jews in the Holocaust, or lo aleinu, some of us who don't have those excuses at times, and we're oivdim. We're not just nidach, we're ovoy oivdim. We're completely lost. Don't worry. Just like a balaveda machzer acher vedaso, yachzer, he's machzer v'yitein. Hashem will find us. Hashem will go to the lowest of places. He'll find us from wherever we're lost. Vayitein. And that's what Rashi's teaching us. The Halakha of Klaimus Kalman says, second pshat. Yachzer vayitein is telling us, Rashi, wherever we are, yachzer vayitein, Hashem's going to find us and give to us. And don't ever forget and live with that and feel that, mamish, every moment of our life, that Hashem loves you and Hashem's connected to you and Hashem's going to give to you and Hashem's going to be with you. Never feel differently. And hopefully it will be Yachzor Yitin like the first pshat. Hopefully we'll be able to serve Hashem properly. And we'll earn all that relationship in the most beautiful ways. And be zeichet to the most special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And until Bez Hashem Bekarov Mamish Ve'yitain, Kol HaBrachos with Gula Shleim with Mishiach Kenu, and Heir Be'enu, and Heil Yishav Eskoydash. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos, Shabbos, Goyde, 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 Shabbos, Shabbos, Goyde, 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 Shabbos, Shabbos, Goyde, Shabbos, Goyde, Shabbos, Goyde, Yevadim, Yevadim, Nekbet, Zuhalaya, Zaybim, Echadvadim, Ovar, Zuhar, Barz, Ketem, Kol, Hashvadim, Yevadim, Yevadim, Nekbet, Zuhalaya, Zaybim, Echadvadim, Ovar, Zuhar, Barz, Echadvadim, 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 Echadvadim,